Blog Talk Radio.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, with silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoes. He jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he'd lightly touch down.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. Come inside, come inside. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community at allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put on these shows 7 nights a week, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern U.S. time. Mondays, come hang with our wild of Lulu for nature and passion. Tuesday, dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, join us for Keeping It Brief, and come back later that evening as we turn up the heat with the art of seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft or Solid Art and Rich with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Fridays, come fill my eyes with open poetry. Saturdays are split between Howling at the Moon and the Canadian Wild with Gray Eyes as he brings you bad company. and exploring Ekphrasis with Captain B2 and Daniel Deschino. And if you're looking for a more edgier realm, check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Eastern U.S. time, Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Tuesdays, take a walk on the wild side. Thursdays, sit in with Jeremy as he brings you the headliner's ball. Fridays, you can break on through. Saturdays, join Aphasiana and Babbler for part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert M. as he brings you the solace of shadows. Check out the contest and topic boards for all our shows and join in the fun. And if you do SoundClouds, we accept those too. And I would like to give a shout out to our dear friend Rex, sending you love, prayers, and healing vibes and hoping you feel better soon, my friend, because we look forward to having your golden voice and your insightful poetic comments back with us. And hello, Jean, and hello, Kate.
Well, hello, Pam, and how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Go.
Hi.
And how are both you ladies doing?
I'm tired. Dinner about coming.
Oh, no.
It was so good.
Hi.
And I was... But that's okay. What a way to go, right? Yes.
Absolutely, man. I tell you, that sounds so good.
Yeah. Oh, my God, it was. It was delicious. Stuffed flounder, asparagus, spinach, beets, biscuits, Cheddar Bay biscuits. They were all
oh,
amazing.
I like those biscuits.
Yeah.
Good
and I gave them all a side of rice. So it was just out of this world that, all of us were suffering from the, oh, my God, I want to go to bed. You know, everybody was full. Everybody was content. Yeah. Something different. I like my fish on occasion. So anyway. Sorry. Enough of that silliness.
How about you, Kate? How are you doing?
Yes.
I was doing wonderfully until I tried to log in. Those video gods, they love me. My Microsoft account had gone doolally on me, so I had to fight to find a blooming way to change the password. But I'm here. That was all. Just the usual PC crap.
Well, we are
like,
here.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. So, Pam, you look like you have a good board for tonight.
Yes, we do. We do. Rex was nice enough to put up the topic board, which was basically open music. However, I did have a couple of contests I ran on my own just for the fun of it, and I did share a few rights from those. And one of the contests was the song Mr. Bojangles as a prompt, and the other song prompt that I put a few rights from was Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd. So we're definitely going to have a nice mix tonight.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Hey, well, yeah, I'm not sure. You tell me when you're ready to do it, and I will work with you on that. You know,
well,
I
am all ready to go, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put this first one up by Hatch. And Pam, I'm going to have you read it first because, well, you're running the damn show. How's that? So excited.
All right. So this is Caterwaul by Hats. An about 13-year-old girl pulls behind her a little pug in the red sweater. The neighbor across the street, he's lurch walking. He's still carrying yesterday's hangover. Shiny eyes full of red zigzag veins. I'm sitting in the park on a brown bench and staring at the graffiti sprayed with black spray. Male sex dances around womanhood with unlit cigarette, knowing that you lied to me right every night under the common duvet. It feels as if I'm an implant of feelings, thrown at the junkyard, bitten nails. I ponder how it all could happen. You don't have a twin, and yet I saw the twin. His right hand squeezed the stranger's ass, and the tongue performed a dental examination. End poem. Oh, man. There's some good bite to that ending, I tell you. Thank you, Hans. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, I see what you mean about that, that last line. Whoa. Never heard it called that before, but it's quite cute. I think this is wonderfully written. I haven't actually, I don't really know much about this show, but I'm presuming it's songs that they're writing to. Is that correct? Ones that they choose themselves this time, but is that the premise? Yeah?
Yes, Open Music Night means people can supply a song written to, or a poem written to any song.
Great.
Yep.
I thought that, but I thought I better check first. No point in making a twist of myself, you know. Yes, I thought, I don't actually know the song, obviously, but I think this is beautiful. Walking. I like this one. He's still carrying yesterday's hangover. Shiny eyes full of red zigzag veins. Yes, you can just see that the morning after the night before. And he's looking, he's in the park looking at the graffiti. Yes, it sounds like it's been a damn good night so far. And I thought it was very well done. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
I'm a little slow, but I'm here. You know, I went over and I checked out the actual prompt for the song. And I think that, you know, Hetz did a great job writing to it. I thought it was nicely done. It seems as if, you know, we'll go from this 13-year-old and it progresses down. But the second half of this definitely shows something that, you know, I mean, where is it? With unlit cigarette, knowing that you lied to me every night under the common duvet, it feels as if I'm an implant of feelings thrown at the junkyard, bitten nails. I think, you know, there's a lot going on. Like up in the stanza before that, I got to go. So now my brain is like everywhere. And nowhere all at the same time. But it's a wonderful description of some a relationship went sour. And the tail end of this, you know, I ponder how it all could happen, I think really gives, it shines a light on exactly what's going on. It opens everybody's eyes as to, you know, and yet I saw the twin, his right hand squeezed the stranger's ass. I mean, it just puts it all totally in perspective. So I really have to say I do like that ending stanza because I think it just is an eye-opening stanza. So anyway, great job, Hatch, and congrats on the gold. Well deserved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, and she was inspired by the song No Good by Harry Hudson, which I had actually never heard before. So I went and listened to it earlier, and I have to agree with you, Jean, that she did get, you know, meet the prompt very well. I can see why she won a gold for this. And I like this, right, how she first brings us into the idea of just watching the neighborhood people go by, and then the thinking, and then at the end, the bite and the sarcasm, the humor, you know, of you know, I ponder how it could happen. You don't have a twin, and yet I saw a twin. Excellent right all the way through. That really brings us into the raw reality of heartbreak and betrayal. So excellent right and very well done. And back to you, Jean.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Do we have anybody waiting on the phone line?
Hey, we do. Yes, we do. I think I'm going to pretend to use my psychic ability. I think it's Dexter, but I'm not positive. Hello, 763. Is that you, Dexter?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Dexter.
Welcome aboard.
Hi, Dexter.
How are you, hon?
Pretty good. How is everybody?
No sense complaining. No sense complaining. Okay. Well, it's great to have you back. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to skip the next one, and I'm going to bring this one to you, Miss Kate. And this is by Betty Page. Oh, wait, if I can find that. Where the hell am I? Y'all got me all turned around. I didn't take much. Okay, here we go. Okay, Kate, this one's by Betty Page, and it's called Pretty Maria Dance.
Okay, I've got it. Pretty Maria Dance. Verse 1. I knew a girl, Maria, and she'd dance for you in worn-out heels, auburn hair, mini-dress, and red lipstick. Such sweet perfume. I would sing it, but you wouldn't want me to. She twirls so high, she twirls so high. She swiftly turn around. And then we come to the chorus. Pretty Marie, pretty Marie, pretty Marie dance. Oh, wish I could sing this. I met her in a bar on the beach. She was on cocaine. She looked to me so sad and filled with rage when she spoke aloud. She talked of love, she talked of love. She dreamed of love when we kissed. Verse 3. She said her name's Pretty Marie, and she danced a trick across the floor. She strolled around all alone, glanced. Oh, she twirled so high, danced in heels. Refrain 3. She gave me a smirk, she gave me a smirk, winked at me, and she just laughed. Chorus, Pretty Maria, Pretty Maria, Pretty Maria, dance. Verse 4. She'd dance for those at carnival shows, beach boardwalk fairs, winding through the coast, she spoke with tears. For 20 years, she and her man, since they'd broken up. Refrain 4. Her man up and left, just up and left. After 20 years, she's still sad. Verse 5. She said I dance, oh yes, every chance in dim-lit bars. For drinks and tips to set most of the time, I spend my time in local bars just to numb a bit. Refrain 5. She looked away, she looked away, she asked someone. She heard someone ask, please. Pretty Marie, Pretty Maria, Pretty Maria, dance. First one. I knew a girl, Maria, and she'd dance for you. In worn-out heels, auburn hair, a mini dress. No, no, no more. And red lipstick, such sweet perfume. Frame one. She twirled so high, she twirled so high. Oh, then she'd swiftly turn around. Pretty Maria, Pretty Maria, Pretty Maria, dance. Such a pretty girl, Maria. You sure can dance. Hell yes. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. And a wonderful write by Betty. And Dexter, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, I loved this, you know, Dash and Oak. Such a great song. And, you know, by one of my favorite songwriters, Jerry Jeff. I'm bummed out I missed this this contest. But she did such a great job at going with the flow of the song but applying it to a female counterpart. Anybody in this kind of entertainment light, you know, dancing, can be abused and oftentimes is. And so she did such a good job at staying with the cadence and the flow and making about this Maria. So I thought it was a fantastic write.
It really was, and you're right. She definitely kept well with the cadence. So great observation. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a great write by Betty. Well done. I wish she had sung it for us, you know, because when she does that, you know, she really, I don't know, she just makes it all pull together in my brain, you know, because it's her voice, her words, her thoughts. And Kate, I appreciated you trying to sing it. I did. You know, but I'm like that. I look at it and I go, yeah. Sometimes you hear it in the background, but you just can't get it to work right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you get so far and then all of a sudden it's like, I got to stop. I do anyway, you know. But I thought you did a great job in the part you started to. But anyway, yeah, it was great then, a great job. And I like the part that Kate tried to sing. You know, I know a girl, Maria, and she danced for you in worn-out heels, auburn hair and mini dress and red lips, like sweet perfume. I thought that was sweet because I could hear that, just like Kate could. and she started to read it. So nice job, buddy, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
It's never easy when you know that there should be music there, because I couldn't do it. And it, for me, it was a blooming shame because it was so perfect for the music. And had I been confident with the tune, I maybe have done a little bit more, because I thought it needed it. It was so beautifully written that it needed that music to make it burst from the screen. And yes, that's my favorite one as well, Jane. I thought that was a brilliant little stanza there. Oh, so cool. So I thought you did a magnificent job. I think it was absolutely wonderful. And I love the fact that it was Maria. So cool. So yes, well done. Well done, Betty. It was wonderful. And I'm sorry I ruined it.
You did a wonderful read of it. Absolutely wonderful. You know, you could tell you just had fun with the read. So very cool there. You know, and my vote is for the rest of the night, we give all the parodies to Dexter.
There you go.
Yay!
What do you think, Dex? I think you could do it.
I think I could do one or two. I don't know if there's. I don't know how many there are.
I think that's what there is. There's actually, if I remember right, there's two. There's one parody to, is it Shot Through the Heart or something like, yeah, Shot Through the Heart by Bon Jovi, and then Breaking Up is Hard to Do. Who, I forget, sings that, but yeah. So thankfully,
ooh,
thankfully
not
too
many.
Well, thankfully not too many, because I'm like Kate and Jean. I just cannot hold, you know. I can't hold a tune at all. So, you know.
Me neither.
But,
I can hear it in my head. I just can't make it happen. You know.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like with me, it's. Like inside my head is a choir of angels, and then the sound that comes out of my mouth is like a dying cow or something.
Oh my goodness, that sounds just like me.
Yeah, I always say I can't carry a tune in a bucket. My bucket's got a hole in it, you know, kind of thing. You know,
there's a hole in my bucket.
Yeah, like I said, I can hear it in my head. Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry about that. Sorry about that. But, you know, I thought this was an amazing parody by Betty. I like how she stuck really well with the meter of the song. She brought us a different perspective, the female perspective. I feel like I really got to know the character of pretty Maria. I really liked this all the way through, but especially... She said her name is Pretty Maria, and she danced a trick across the floor. She swirled around all alone. Oh, she twirled so high, danced in heels. Just wonderful lines and very well done. All right, Jean, what do you got for us next?
Oh, I have one for Dex next. Hey, I don't have to do the Rex and Dex things. Now I have to do the Dex and Nex thing. Okay, Dex. Here we go. This piece is called Mr. Bojangles by T. Perry, 898. There we go. Whatever you're ready.
Hey, this is Mr. Bojangles by T. Perry, 898. Raise a cheer for old age, glamour, and those giants of the past. Who would tender entertainment that was destined not to last? They're called Bojangles, lacerated in the clink when I was intoxicated because I had too much to drink. Came the sound of joyful music, and another hit was born. It was whimsical and tearful, and was tragic and forlorn. Based on the chance encounter with a bum without a dime, he would craft this magic story that would speak of older times. Vaudeville and soft shoe shuffles were the order of the day. There was talk of his poor mongrel. who had sadly passed away, he was said to dance for peanuts and would cut a splendid sight. Folk would offer him a tipple to quench his appetite. From these lowly sad beginnings, such a classic would occur. Harry Nilsson's lovely cover is a version I prefer. Long live all the splendid stories that are waiting to be told, and those nimble soft shoe shufflers from the distant days of old. End poem.
Great, great read there, Dexter, and a wonderful write by T. Perry. I really enjoyed the flow of this. Great word choices. I like that he used the word tipple, which means, you know, to drink alcohol excessively. I really felt like this was a wonderful tribute to the song of Mr. Bojangles, that he told the story of the character and yet did so in his own words. I really liked at the end, because this song, while it was written originally by Jerry Jeff Walker, who I have to agree with Dexter is a brilliant songwriter, there was many other versions that it got covered by. And I like that T. Perry brought up that, you know, where he says, from these lowly sad beginnings, such a classic would occur. Harry Nilsson's lovely cover is the version I prefer. I have to agree also, because I think that is a wonderful cover of it. And I also really liked the imagery. In vaudeville and soft shoe shuffles were the order of the day. There was talk of his poor mongrel who had sadly passed away. Wonderful flow of rhyme and imagery, and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was just a fabulous write. I really did. I thought it was a wonderful nod to the great song. Well-deserved gold, for real. And I really enjoyed the poem, and I have to thank him so much for sharing with us. Each stanza was really well written. I liked the first one was great. Second was great, you know. And I did like, the third and fourth I really enjoyed. I have to say I liked Bloodwell and Soft Shoe Shuffles were the order of the day. I thought that was a really well-placed nod to the song itself. So thank you, T. Perry. Yeah, excellent work as always. Great rhyme and meter. And, great win on that one. Nice job. Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. It was just so playful, and it was well thought out, well detailed. In my head, the only person I think I've ever heard singing it, and the one I obviously prefer because it's the only one I've heard singing it, was it Sammy Davis? One of the Rat Pack?
It was one of Sammy Davis's most popular songs that he sung, like, you know, obviously not written by him, but yes, he was one of them.
Yeah, I loved it. I have been to watch tribute acts of the Rat Pack about four times because I love the music so much and I love the personalities portrayed. But yeah, I remember that he did that so well. And this is just very, very well done. It's I found, because the other one I read was more or less a song lyric, that I was making it flat. Where this one, because it's not a song lyric, you can feel the movement in it. Well, I can anyway, a little bit easier. I don't feel that I'm not doing it correctly when I read it. So yeah, I thought it was wonderful. So well done. So thank you, T. Perry. I'm sorry about my voice.
We like it that way.
Great comment, Pete. Great comment. And Dexter, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was a great write. It captured, how the song was written, originally, with Jerry Jeff being in jail I think, for drinking and then coming across this guy. And, you know, happened the entire encounter, you know, happened to write an all-time classic, you know, out of it. And I think that he captures all of that. He tells the story of that on here very well. The poor mongrel sadly passed away. I think that's the most touching part of the song, about the dog that died, and after 15 years he still grieves. He hit on all of those notes on this, so very well done about the background.
Absolutely. Yes, I definitely have to agree. And it is amazing how, because you're right, he did run across the guy who Mr. Bojangles was inspired by while he was in jail for drinking. And the fact that it, inspired, you know, that song that became such a beloved classic, you know, it is really an amazing thing. And it was also recorded by Bob Dylan, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and gosh, who else? I'm trying to see here. Sammy Creason, I think. All kinds
yeah.
of different people and bands at one
yeah.
point or another seem to have, recorded
like Todd Snyder said about it. He said a lot of people come out of jail sometimes with a drug problem, sometimes a new boyfriend, sometimes a lot of things. Not too many people come out with a classic.
Yeah.
Oh man, so true. Yep. Great. Great comments, everybody. All right, Jean, back to you.
Okay. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Bedazzled Bangles by Jenny Hunt, 2017. And I have an audio for that one. So let me hit the button.
Bedazzled Bangles. I knew a fun, feisty, and fierce woman who wore nothing but bangles upon her thin, narrow, and weak ankles. Over her shoes she looked like a fool, wearing a bedazzled jewelry-making tool. Every step she made, we heard her jingle, greeting herself in a friendly attempt to mingle with town folk, new and old, dancing, earning a living. Four bangles she sold. Bangles for sale, bangles for sale, she would jingle and yell. The woman surely knew how to sell. Not watching her step as she spoke, a nasty fall is all it took as she shook. Four bangles sold, the rest all broke. Refusing to give up, limping home, she cries out and chokes. Bangles for sale, bangles for sale. I fell and sprained my ankle. Come to my humble shop of bangles if you still want a bangle for sale. End poem.
Great read and write, Jenny. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Kate, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, I thought it was brilliant. It was so well done. Jenny, that was really good. I enjoyed it. I loved the little singing at the end. It was so cool. So yes, very well done. It made me smile. I'm not smiling about the poor lady falling over and making her bangles. That was awful. My goodness me. Not a lucky lady. But yes, I thought it was such a sweet. That's a sweet piece of poetry. And you seem to be enjoying it, which is also wonderful. So thank you for sharing with us.
Absolutely. Yes, it was definitely a fun write. So great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was a great write. And, you know, I thought it captured another what I thought it stuck true to the song was I thought it captured a kind of another demographic or another group of people that are sometimes almost used and abused and overlooked. And it's those kind of, I pictured just kind of almost being in another country, but just those kind of side salesmen that are in saleswomen that are kind of selling trinkets and kind of selling their stuff, you know, maybe in Mexico, things like that. Right. You know, but they don't make a lot and they make their own stuff. And what a tough, you know, and a lot of times I'm sure they probably get yelled at, but they're expert at their craft. Like she says, the women sure knew how to sell, you know, so very well done, capturing another group of people that are sometimes, looked down upon.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts.
Yes. I thought this was a well-done piece by Jenny, and I liked her first two stanzas. I thought it was a great lead into the rest of it for sure. You know, I knew a fun, feisty, and fierce woman who wore nothing but bangles upon her thin, narrow, and weak ankles. Over her shoes, she looked like a fool, wearing a bedazzled jewelry-making tool. Every step she made, we heard her jingle, treating herself in a friendly attempt to mingle with town folk, new and old, dancing, earning a living for bangles she sold. I thought that was an intriguing lead-in that makes you want to know what else is happening here. So, great job, Jenny, and thanks for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I thought it had a nice flow to it. I like the observations everybody made. It, beside the what Dexter said, the idea of people who sell like jewelry in like different countries like Mexico, it also made me think of the idea of the flower selling girls like in Victorian England, who would sell sell flowers. And I really liked her repetitive, her chorus, bangles for sale, bangles for sale. She would jangle and yell. The woman surely knew how to sell. I also like how, I hate to say it, but, maybe it's just because of my dark, twisted humor, but I actually, and the fact that, I used to be a telemarketer, so you just, no matter what, you just keep on trying to sell. But I actually got a bit of humor out of not watching her step as she spoke. A nasty fall is all it took as she shook. Four bangles sold, the rest all broke. Refusing to give up, limping home, she cries out and chokes. Bangles for sale, bangles for sale. I thought it was an excellent write on a clumsy woman determined to sell her bangles, and very well done. And back to you, Jean.
Okie doke. The next piece I'm going to put up, Pam, is for you, and it's called I Dance to Memories by Stories Untold.
All right. Am I reading this one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I Dance to Memories by Stories Untold. The fibers of life, like cobwebs in the mind, collects as a whole once we get old, but the webs come some strong, some weak, all those with scars never leave. Yet I dance in the memories that give me flight. I dance in memory. When I sleep young once again, just like yesterday with him, time passing, only the heart holds true. Baby, I shall never get old with you. Late nights in the mischief we shared, times of passing we weren't aware, times we fought as teenagers do, found once solved, I, me, and you, picking up pieces, making up, fell into embrace. Nothing could touch us upon that day, skipping stones across life so free. I dance in the memories that gives me flight. I dance in memory. Age now wraps around me, often feel so alone, and the cobwebs keep pulling on. time passing, I often find myself in dance, eyes closed, give that embraces one more chance. Laughter, I hear you upon the breeze, scented with your aroma, still excites me. Tears often come to pass, heart releases pain, for the prayers that soon we will join again. I dance in the memories that gives me flight, I dance in the memories. I knock on the door, knew not who it would be, as the day you left me was just, left it was just me. I so bad, yet at that moment I knew it was my forever dream come true. The sudden embrace felt alive once more. We danced like never before. Young blessings given at heaven's door. Eyes a sparkling love fell into place as he kissed me so gently that day. Whispered, let's go home, marry me today. As a tear fell, as at that moment I did wake. I danced in the memories that gives me flight. I dance to memories. I dance to the memories that give me flight. I dance to memories. I dance to memories. End poem. And what a beautiful, beautiful write by Stories Untold. And Dexter, let's start with your thoughts. Are you on mute, Dexter?
Sorry. Oh. Sorry, I was reading the AN. When there has always been two no children to ease the pain upon loss of a loved one. I didn't quite know if it was just a divorce, but then I kind of seen the picture on top, and then I seen of heaven's door, and so I started kind of piecing together that it was a loved one that had passed, and there's such a longing for this one, of placing yourself in a memory, and I think that that's what poetry does best. You can dance yourself into this memory and write it down on paper. This is such a heartfelt piece, and such a warm feeling throughout the whole thing. I hope that it brought some sort of solace just to even pen this. But I thought that this was a terrific write.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, I agree. It is really heartfelt. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts.
I'm glad you got to me now. I think I'll be in a fit state in about 3 minutes. I thought this was so sweet. I mean, being married for 52 years, just amazing. And how sad, how very sad. But it's wonderful to see a love like that that will last until such times as they are together again. And the memories are there still. So I thought that was absolutely beautiful, so sweet. And so sad. Thank you.
It truly was. Wonderful comment. And Jean, your thoughts.
You know, I think this was a wonderful piece by Pat. It was lyrical and well done. I like to repeat lines. I dance in the memories. It gives me flight. I dance in memory. I thought that was just a beautiful three lines that she carried throughout the whole piece. And then this age now wraps around me, often feel so alone. And the cobwebs keep piling on. Time passing, I often find myself in dance. Eyes closed, give me that embraces one more chance. Laughter, I hear you upon the breeze, scented with your aroma, still excites me. Tears often come to pass. Heart releases pain for the prayers that soon we will join again. It's beautifully written, so... excellent job, and thank you for sharing, Pat. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I thought this was beautiful. It really pulled at my heartstrings. It had a wonderful lyrical quality to it. Great imagery. I like that she writes on that idea of those kind of memories that makes the heart and the spirit dance. you know, the repetitiveness of I Dance in the Memories works really well. And I also really like how she talks about the times they share together, you know, the mischief, the love, you know, the fights even, and the making up, you know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Jean?
The next one I have is by Paul Blatt, and it's called Get Over It, and I'm going to give this one a read. So here, I can open it up. Okay, Get Over It by Paul Blatt. Grieving the death of your dog, Mr. B, tell me, Bojangles, was it he or she? Now 20 years dead, what's that that you said? Nothing could separate doggy and me. Get over it, Bojangles, the others implied. Like your song states, the dog up and dies. But some new shoes stop singing the blues, but I still hear it whimper, jangles, Duff cried. Minstrel shows and county shows are no longer the same. None but the death of this dog be to blame. Missed honky-tonk towns, missed donkeys and clowns, pondering whether he might change his name to Lance and home.
Great read there, Jean. I always enjoy Paul's poetry. He does a great read of mixing together humor and seriousness. Like there is especially a bit of humor in the end lines, you know, with missed honky-tonk towns, missed donkeys and clowns, pondering whether he might change his name to Lance. I really enjoyed that. But I also like that there was this, to me, this underlying serious message, especially in the first part. And that is, you know, to me, that a lot of times people don't understand that losing a dog is like losing family. And Paul had told me that in November they had lost their little Papillion and that they just adopted a Doberman Coonhound mix. And this was just a few days ago, and her name is Rosie. And so, of course, congratulations on your new fur baby. You know, I have a feeling she's going to be a lot of fun energy for you. So very cool. And Kate.
Oh, yes, this was lovely. Wasn't it? I just thought it was so nice. As you say, that addressing the death of the much-beloved doggy, but also giving us a little bit of humor at the end, which I thought was it's a good way to do it. I'm so sorry for the loss of your dog, of course. I had only ever one dog that I got for my children when they were young. I had her 20 years, and I've never had another one. I couldn't bear the pain of losing it. So I understand exactly. It's ridiculous, but you do get very, very close to your pets. So I think this was lovely. I really enjoyed it. And the last few lines, as you say, are just absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Very well done, Paul. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, the, you know, the death of a dog can really change you, especially if you have it tied with your work, which is kind of like what Mr. Bojangles was talking about, you know, traveling around with this dog, and some acts do have it as kind of, you know, some entertainment acts do have the dog with them, or else police officers also are in that kind of same shoes. You know, it's almost like you got to change up your entire game to kind of get over this, because just going to work every day kind of reminds you of it, you know. So I thought that was a great job of capturing that. And yes, congratulations on the new dog. The real Dexter just passed about a year ago, March 13th. So I understand completely that you think about it still. I'm just glad that, you know, or it's funny that it's tied to my account even, I guess, for my poetry, but I can see how it being tied to your job, it would be so difficult. So great job and great humor.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
you know, again, I thought that Paul did a good job with this. A well-done humorous piece in a lot of ways. And, yes, there was some underlying seriousness. But, you know, minstrel shows and county shows are no longer the same. None but the death of his dog be to blame. Missed Honky Tonk Towns, missed Honky Tonk Clowns, pondering whether he might change his name. Boy, I thought it was, like, you know, it was, that had me kind of chuckling at the end. So, nice work, Paul, and thanks. Thanks a lot for sharing with us all. Appreciate it.
All right, and what do you got for us next?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't see Wayne anywhere, so I'm going to put his piece up. No, I'm not. I got to try and make sure, kind of make this all work. Okay, Kate, I got this one for you, and this is by Princess Redeemed. So,
okay.
You are ready. Let me just hit the button. I got to find the room. So somehow I lost it. It's here somewhere. There it is. There it is. There it is. And whenever you're ready.
Okay. I haven't actually got it yet, but my PC seems to be... Ah, I got it. Got it. Oh, there's a sense of relief when a little thing pops up in front of you there. Okay. Dance, Just Dance by Princess Dreamed. In tough times, don't fret. Put a little lift to that step. Muster up all the strength you can and dance, just dance. King David went through many struggles. He was jailed and his vices were taken, but he never walked away. He always stopped to pray. He always gave a praise, knowing of better days. He even danced out of his clothes, giving honor to the Ancient of Days. We can learn some lessons from Mr. Bojangles too. No matter how bad it gets, just put a spring to your step and dance. Bo danced with his dog. When his dog died, he danced when he was in jail. He got joy when he danced, so danced and danced some more. I have learned in life to grasp hope and praise, and when I dance and dance some more, I get a joy in life that I cannot describe. Just dance. End poem.
And Jean, let's start with your thoughts.
Pam, can you come back to me on this one?
Sure, no problem. All right, sister, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, this was a great write, and from a totally different perspective of the typical take of the song. It's really a glass, you know, it's very easy to listen to that song and almost view it from a glass is half empty kind of perspective, because a lot of people would go, you know, the dancing and stuff is where he had been taken advantage of. It's almost a shameful thing. But the reality of it is that, you know, you can find a lot of joy in dancing. There's a lot of healthy benefits in it and things like this. This person looked at dancing from a totally positive spin. And so very different take, one that I really enjoyed on the song. So very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a positive and uplifting take. That's one of the things I like about doing just one prompt. Like a lot of times I run a contest on my own and I do a song prompt. I like to choose only one song because it's interesting and fun to see the different takes that people get from it. So, great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
It was, yes, beautifully done. It just bounced. I thought it was so cool. And yes, it came from a different angle, which is always refreshing, isn't it? So dance is a thing, and it's true. You know that old saying, dance like nobody can see you. It's very true because it's such a liberating feeling. A lot of people can't do it very well. A lot of people can do it wonderfully. But it doesn't really matter as long as you are moving and grooving, which is never bad. So, yes, I thought this was very well done. And the glass half full, half empty thing, I never see that. Or a glass half full, I see that it's time for another drink. And that's my philosophy of life.
Amen to that. Great comment, Kate. Yeah, I like the positive and uplifting attitude in this, and how it reminds us that it's a wonderful spiritual rite that speaks on the joy of dancing and using dance as a form of praise. So wonderful rite all the way through, but I especially like we can learn some lessons from Mr. Bojangles too. No matter how bad it gets, just put a spring in your step and dance. You know, wonderful lines and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts, and then bring us on to the next poem.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry about that. Well-written piece, I thought. Great take on the prompt. And I really liked the last three stanzas because I thought they tied in nicely to the song. We can learn some lessons from Mr. Bojangles, too, and no matter how bad it gets, just put a spring to your step. It was just nicely done, and I appreciated the share. So great job, Princess Redeemed. Now, where am I going? Yeah, that's a good question. Kate just read that. Okay. Dex, I'm going to give you this next piece, please. And this is by Wayne Jenks. And whenever you're ready, it's called Uncle Bo.
Right. Uncle Bo by Wayne Jent. We called Charlie Uncle Bo. He wasn't our uncle, that I know. Bo would sit and talk about life. Took care of mom and dad. Never got a wife. Remember the day that Teddy died? Uncle Bo just sat there. Everybody else cried. Never saw a man that had changed that much. Without Teddy, he gave up, lost touch. A man can grow to love his best friend. A man can give up if the partnership end. Mr. Bojangles didn't ask for anything but Teddy, only Teddy. And the old rugged cross remained steady. End poem.
Great read, Dexter. And a wonderful write by Wayne Jent. I'm glad he was inspired. And Kate, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, this is, again, another one of those clutching at your heartstrings kind of poem. Yes, it's a hard thing when you lose anything or anybody that you really cared about. And it does make such a difference. And did you say time heals or helps? I don't think it does. I really don't. I think it might put a sort of a blanket between you a little bit and whatever it is that hurt you so much, but you don't ever lose that feeling. So it's quite sad. But a lovely name for the uncle, isn't it? Uncle Bo. It's wonderful. Yes, I thought this was very cleverly done. It painted that picture so well of someone changing because they've lost somebody. Never saw a man who had changed that much. Without Teddy, he gave up, lost touch. I'm a little bit confused, obviously, which is my way of life. I'm quite used to it. But I'm just trying to work out this Teddy aspect. And I'm obviously being very thick because the name hadn't been mentioned before. It was just remember the day that Teddy died. So I was thinking the president who got killed or was it a dog? I don't know. Anyway, beautifully done no matter what. I'm sure somebody will enlighten me at some point. I was just looking at the AN, but that oh, got it. Uncle Charlie and his singing dog Teddy. Okay. Right, got it. So, that's it. Confusion completed. Confusion's out the window now. So, yes, thank you so much, Wayne Jett. I enjoyed it very much.
Absolutely. Great comment. And yes, you can, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band plays, just before they play the song Mr. Bojangles, you can find where they do a dialogue that has to do with Uncle Charlie and his singing dog, Teddy. And you can actually search that on and find it on YouTube. So there you go.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah. I have to check that out myself. It sounds like it'd be great to listen to. And Jean, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought it was, he had great rhyme in this piece, and it was a good take on the prompt. And I enjoyed his last two stanzas. You know, remember the day that Teddy died, Uncle Bo just sat there, everybody else cried. Never saw a man that had changed that much. Without Teddy, he gave up, and he lost touch. A man can grow to love his best friend. A man can give up if the partners get them. Mr. Bojangles didn't ask for anything but Teddy. Only Teddy and the old rugged cross remained steady. I thought that was just really well done. And yeah, the first answer was good, but I think these two just kind of pulled it to the prompt. So nice work, Ryan, and thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, yeah, I really enjoyed this. As always, Wayne is an excellent rhyming poet. Great imagery. I like that he was inspired by the song, but also by that part in the video about the Nitty Grainger band. And I like how this speaks on the idea of, it's a heartfelt right speaking on the idea of a man's connection with his lost dog. So wonderful right and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Jean?
Okay, Pam, I'm coming back to you to read the next one by Lawrence 67. That's called
Speedy All Gonzales. Right. There you go. One of my all-time favorite cartoon characters. And this is a parody, but it will unfortunately not be sung, but it'll be read. So this is Speedy Gonzales by Lawrence 67. I knew a mouse so fast. I knew a mouse that ran so fast, his Jordan Nikes, that they wouldn't last. He'd wear out his shoes. He'd eat his beans and make some gas that made him run oh so fast. Speedy Gonzales, Speedy Gonzales, run. He chased some cats. He didn't care that they were here or they were there. Speedy Gonzales, Speedy Gonzales, run. And then one day he ran away, and that was that, the legends say. He was a Mexican rat, and he got deported. Ay, caramba, andale, andale, arriba, arriba, end poem. And Kate, your thoughts.
Oh, that was brilliant. So you read it beautifully, but, excuse me, but yes, that was very well done. Oh, dear. I just love the way it started off with the first stanza, perfect. And then his Jordan Nikes wouldn't last, so he'd wear out his shoes. That was so good. But then we get down to it, and we find out that he wasn't actually a mouse. He was a Mexican rat. Oh, dear. And he got depressed. That was so clever. Oh, so well done. So, yes, I thought that was very amusing, and thank you so much for sharing that with 167. Wonderful.
Absolutely. It was definitely, I have to agree, great humor and a wonderful parody. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a great parody. Stuck with the song pretty well. Completely made it his own. And, you know, kind of a off-the-wall topic to go to for Speedy Gonzales. I thought that it was just very well done, very comical, and clever in the tactfulness of the piece. So, well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, Jean, your thoughts, and then bring us on to the next poem. Are you on mute, Jean?
Of course I am. Of course I am. Of course I am. But I was trying to do something, so I couldn't get back quick enough. But I thought it was a great parody and lots of fun, and I thought it was a well done by Lawrence. And thanks for the show. A lot of fun. So that's great. Now I have to go by and figure out where I'm going. Yeah. That's a really good question. No, that's the other one. I have to stay with this one first. Okay. Okie doke. Okay. Okay, the next piece I'm going to set up is called The Man Who Was Whole by Lockdown Lark. And I'm going to try and give that a little bit off my mic and shoot. The Man Who Was Whole by Lockdown Lark. I met a man on the road who could laugh and cry, and yet he bore his load, never seeking reasons why, when with him you just knew something you couldn't see. He would stand by you as if it was his destiny. Ever since his birth, born on the street, he knew his worth, he was in his heartbeat. He had tales to tell of chance and romance, how he rose and fell through his life's dance, the lines in his eyes shaped by smiles and tears, and there was no disguise, he had lived his years. Ever since his birth, born on the street, he knew his worth, it was in his heartbeat. This man just had soul beating in his heart, a man who was whole, and when he had heart, he said, son, love believing, and believe in what love brings. There's no time for grieving if your heart truly sings. Even since his birth, born on the street, he knew his worth, it was in his heartbeat. He said, son, love believing, and believe in what love brings. There's no time for grieving if your heart truly sings. End poem. Mm-hmm.
Great read there, Jean. And what a beautiful write by Lockdown Lark. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Wow, this was an incredible write. One that took the spirit of Bojangles and made it his own tale. You know, ever since his birth, born on the street, he knew his worth. It was in his heartbeat. What a fantastic four lines to pick to repeat, because that's such a strong piece of writing. But you know, money doesn't tell somebody's worth, you know, and nobody could ever tell somebody their worth, you know. Some people have all the money in the world and have no self-worth, and that's shown all over the TV. You know, I thought that this was just very captured well and very powerful.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Okay, I thought that this was a beautifully expressed piece. I loved the repeat lines throughout, and I thought there was a wonderful message penned in the poem. But I also find it great that when you pluck out the repeat lines, the whole thing just really, it just tells a wonderful tale, and that I love. So wonderful job, LL, and thank you so much for sharing with us all. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, this was very smoothly written. I liked it a lot. I like the, as you've already said, that repeat. I always like the repeat. But that first stanza, I thought, was just so cool. You met the man on the road who could laugh and cry, and yet he bore his load, never seeking reasons why. When with him you just knew something you couldn't see, he would stand by you as if it was his destiny. That's just beautiful. That just summed up a very worthwhile man, I think. But yes, beautifully written, so clever, and so sweet, so nice, and I like nice. There's no bitter twist to it or other side of the coin to it. This is just talking about somebody who was a sweet person. So, yes, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Lockdown Lark. It was wonderful.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I have to agree. It's a beautiful and emotive write. I like how it offers up these words of wisdom on the true where a person's true value comes from, and not from what they own or how much money they have, you know, but, you know, from within, from their heart. And I really like this all the way through, but especially this man just had soul beating in his heart, a man who was whole. And when we had to part, he said, "Son, love believing and believe in what love brings. There's no time for grieving if your heart truly sings." Wonderful lines and very well done. And Jean, what do you got for us next?
I have a poem for Dustin. So let me put this one up. And this is called "A Man I Really Used to Know" by Manchild 99. So whenever you're ready, Dex.
Okay, just still not seeing it. I'm just trying to refresh it. So.
Okay.
All right, there it is. Manchild 99, "A Man I Really Used to Know." I knew a man, Bojangles. I knew a man who knew a man. Bojangles was his name, who came forth from the wide expanse of Texas to do his dance. This man who I used to know, who said that he grew up with Bo, cleaned the trash from our halls and washed the smut from the walls in a place where I used to live. But yet he had time to give us funny stories and fancy tales of the life and times and travails of a much right kid who tap danced and slid for nickels and dimes about as well as the rest, but wasn't close to the best for a penny, a nickel, a dime if he could in his back and tan, black and tan neighborhood. Mr. Bojangles, my friend said with a smirk, he tapped out some rhythm and went on with his work, crammed some more trash into a huge sack, straining his 80-year-old back. Mr. Bojangles, I heard him say, Mr. Bojangles, he pranced away. Dance, Mr. Bo, as he looked askew at Askins. One time, Mr. Bo, for the home folks, dance." End poem.
Great read, Dexter, and a wonderful write by Manchild 99. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is beautifully written, isn't it? This is, again, it's the same thing, isn't it? It's the truth of the song that everybody's managing to hold on to and bring forward, which I think is lovely. I'm sorry, I'm getting stuck as usual when I'm trying to speak and read. My friend said with a smirk he tapped out some rhythm and went on with his work, crammed some more trash into a huge sack, straining his 80-year-old back. Oh, that's an indictment for somebody who really knows how to do a job, isn't it? Somebody still working at that age. Well, yes, I thought it was very cleverly done and a different slant again for me. And you imagine you knew a man. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, finished. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. If you had more to say, go for it.
Not at all. I hesitated for too long there and then I thought, no, I probably better stop now. So thank you. I'm fine.
All right. Well, great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I think that this was just a fabulous tale shared here. It was well penned and so nicely done. I liked his AN. You know, there was an old man, a caretaker in an apartment building I lived in Pittsburgh during the 70s. He said he grew up with a guy who used to dance a lot in his neighborhood, a good dancer among other good and great dancers in the neighborhood. The guy became known as Bojangles. That the world knows about him points up the tragedy of segregation and isolation, the loss to the world when the truly greats remain unknown. I think that it was just, you know, well, I don't want to use the word shared again, but I think it was just something wonderful that he kind of passed on to all of us. You know, someone's recollection of, you know, how things really went down in the neighborhood and his remembering Bojangles himself. So great job, Manchild. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Well-penned piece.
Absolutely, I have to agree. And Dexter, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, what a tragic tale. It's just so very sad, you know, and to be, you know, a guy that name is Mr. Bojangles, it's almost like you take on this, you know, this entity and this thing that is kind of known, like he says, rather than his real name. And what he gives to everybody else, you know, that's what sometimes it's hard to recognize, like what he's doing and dancing and how nice that this is. But, you know, the joy that obviously this guy gave to everybody else, and what did he get in return? You know, he's 80 years old, lugging around a huge trash sack on his back. So I think that's just the driving point is you know, unfortunately, these people of this time, on what's being talked about, go down in history without a name. And they brought so much joy to society, and what did they get in return? So very well done.
Absolutely. Good comment. Yeah, I have to agree. As his AN says, there was an old man, a caretaker in an apartment building I lived in Pittsburgh during the 1970s. He said he grew up with a guy who used to dance a lot in his neighborhood, a good dancer among the other good and great dancers in the neighborhood. The guy became known as Bojangles, that the world knows about him, points up the tragedy of segregation and isolation, the loss to the world when the truly greats remain unknown. And I think that is so beautifully spoken about how there's so many amazing people out there who become unknown because of the time period and the place that they were born. I really like, you know, it's a wonderful story, right? Beautiful, powerful imagery. I really particularly like, in a place where I used to live, and yet he had time to give us funny stories and fancy tales of the life and times and travels of a much right kid who tap danced and slid for nickels and dimes in depression times. Wonderful, right, and very well done. And back to you, Jean.
Okay. For our next magic trick, we just finished that one contest for Bojangles. So we're going to lead into the next contest that Pam ran for Have a Cigar, right? At Pink Floyd. Correct, Pam?
That is right. Yes.
Okay.
Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd.
Okay, here we go. We'll be right back. Well, we don't know what happened. So I guess we're done with that one. No
figure. It was like it was a song that never ends.
Well, no, it just shut off all of a sudden. There was still like another, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds left of it. But okay, not a big deal. Okay, Pam, and that's right. It was your prompt. Of course it's a song that never ends, right? The fight. Okay, Pam, the next one's for you. I have one by Chris Bond called Have a Cigar.
All right. And everyone keep in mind that this was actually a brevity contest where I had people write to the song in only 35 to 95 words. So the next four writes will be fairly short. And this is Have a Cigar by Chris Bond. The road was too hard, even though I traveled far. I was still too weak not to have a cigar. Damn the tobacco, damn the nicotine. As much as I strive, it's beseeching addiction that asks. I end up lighting another cigar. End poem. And and Kate, I think I heard a little snicker from you. So let's hear your thoughts.
Yes, I thought this was very good. I understand that addiction, and I do love a cigar. I remember in my youth, those lovely little tiny ones that you could get, they were so cool. Is this, yes, I understand damn the tobacco, damn the nicotine. As much as I strive, it's beseeching addition that I, and I end up lighting another cigar. I don't know, if you've been a smoker, is it easy to become a non-smoker? You know, permanently, I mean, really non-smoking. I couldn't do it. I still love the smell of tobacco, so I used to ask people to blow smoke on me, blow it my way. And I stopped smoking about I stopped smoking about 22 years ago, and I still crave it. Oh, yes, I so totally understand this. Beautifully read. And it wasn't over, you know, it wasn't, oh, how sad. It was funny as well as being so true. So, yes, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this brevity, you know, and especially for a cigar, it's difficult. You know, it's almost like, how do you celebrate, you know, quitting smoking with a cigar? You know what I mean? It just seemed like that kind of that kind of a feeling to it. You know, a cigar is almost like a celebratory feeling, and so it's so difficult to probably quit, because it's like quitting it. Well, how am I going to celebrate this? Maybe with a cigar. So I thought it was a great rite.
Absolutely, it is a wonderful brevity, and even I, who am not a smoker, can relate to this, because, you know, I just love the taste, you know, and I've only done it a couple times in my life, one at my bachelorette party, but, you know, and the smell of cigar smoke. So, yeah, it would definitely, I could see how it would be a difficult thing to give up. And, Jean, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to keep, you know, I smoke cigarettes myself for many, many, many years. And, well, a little over a year ago, almost 2 years ago now, I guess, I just stopped one day. And I still love the smell of the cigarette smoke. Don't get me wrong. But I really don't want to reach and pick one up. Once in a blue moon, I might go, well, wouldn't it be? And then I go, no, it's not a good idea. But, yes, yeah, so I can kind of totally relate to this brevity as it is. You know, cigarettes and cigars, hey. You know, smoke is smoke in my mind. Quitting is not easy. But, yeah, so great job, Chris, and thank you for sharing with us. Wonderful work. Yep.
Absolutely. Great comment. And what do you got for us next, Jean?
Well, next piece I'm going to put up is by Eric Swenson. And if you have an audio for that. And here goes.
Beware the pointed pinky, Pink Panther Cadillac, Rolls Royce Cruella de Vil's me, another glass brick in the wall, another tack in time, scarab adroit we gather dung balls, fastidious fingers plant seeds, have a cigar chum, metrosexual men don't smoke Zeppelins. Millennial hippies twist organic cannabis. Lazy lisp lingers. Praying mantis patience ponders. Twiddle-dee, twiddle pointed pinky. Prefer bullet train to gravy train. Trough feeding exasperates. Remember what happened on Animal Farm? Better even. Brave New World's fiction is today's precise science. Tolstoy did a Nostradamus with war and peace. Illume, glass, brick, poets, illume, end poem.
Wonderful read and write, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It's very much appreciated. You know, I really enjoyed and appreciated this write. I thought it had brilliant imagery and metaphors, wonderful cultural references, including a great nod to Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall. I like how, to me, this really spoke and it had quite a nice bite to it on the idea of not wanting to get caught up in the dung of high society. This was definitely very well done. You know, I especially liked that end stanza, prefer bullet train to gravy train. Great write, very well done. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was a great write. You know, and Eric had me sold on Beware the Pointed Pinky. As soon as he said that, you know, but you can picture the person smoking and kind of that pointed pinky. But the way that I interpreted this and my take out of this is, you know, over the course of time, you know, smoking and these things have become bad. You know, marijuana and these things have become good and all of this. But then he brings in the Brave New World fiction, you know, the Brave New World, and you still question whether or not we're in a better spot today, you know, was my take out of it. You know, it's almost gotten to the point where, yeah, things are healthier, but do you really want to live longer? It was my take out of it. You know, maybe you should pick up smoking. Maybe you should almost pick up smoking, because do you really want to see what's 30 years down the line, you know? So I thought it was a great write.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, it was beautifully done. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy that first stanza. It was, as you say, a nice little touch, another glass breaking the wall. And all these different things that men don't do to appear cool, you know, was also very good. And I know they say you have to, or you should be healthier. So you give up smoking and you give up drinking. You give up red meat. You're not going to live any longer. It's just going to feel longer. That's my opinion. Live, love, and be happy. Just enjoy. Yes, of course, you have to take care of yourself. It'd be really stupid not to. But, you know, you can tell these, you know, fitness fanatics and people who are really into building the body and living the clean life, they always look so anxious. And they always look so taut and tired. So, no, I don't know if it's that good for you, because if it does that to you, yes. Very well written, and point to all of those things that that make me smile. So thank you so much for that.
Great comment. And back to you, Jean.
Okay. Very good, very good. And listen, for the sake of time and the poems we have left, I'm going to skip verbal comments, and I'm going to leave written ones for everybody. So, Kate, I have this one for you next. It's called, Oh, By the Way, Which One Is Pink? By Bookworm D.
Okay, got it. Bookworm Dave, Oh, By the Way, Which One Is Pink? I am your biggest fan as I blare your radio classics, thinking hits must mean all were gems, listening in my mind your discography. I play laugh, thinking of the Beatles. No, it was the Beau Brummels. So much of my encyclopedic mind that skipped over so much, not knowing, maybe not caring. But a song that I thought as I asked, what album, being beaten down for not knowing. Maybe I should just try, not try to pretend. I know what I like. I do not know everything. Enjoy my playlists on Spotify. End poem.
Great read there, Kate. I enjoyed this one. It had it was a great fun and clever write on enjoying music, but not always knowing who sings the song. I especially play laugh, thinking of the Beatles. No, it was the Beau Brummels. So much for my encyclopedic mind. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was a hilarious write. Captured a side that's almost, for whatever reason, almost feels embarrassing, doesn't it? I thought he captured a way that it's like there could be a really famous song that you know it word for word, but it's like, oh, I didn't even know that they sang that. And it's almost a, for whatever reason in this kind of hipster society that it is, it's almost an embarrassing point. And so I thought that he did a great job of bringing to light that, you know, and I thought it was well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Yes, I did enjoy it. I thought it was a very clever write. I am of that ilk, I have to say. I can hum away and sing along a song and I have no idea what it's called or who originally recorded it, but I just love the song. So I take this, yeah, take this very much to heart. This you shouldn't have to feel bad about not having an encyclopedic mind. You can't keep everything stored up there. But, you know, if it's one of your things that you really enjoy, you will remember. But if you can't remember everything, that's really what I'm saying. So, yes, picked on that beautifully. Thank you so much, Book One, Dave. I enjoyed it. Funny.
Comment. And back to you, Jean.
Okie doke. Well, the next piece I'm going to put up for you, Dex, and this is by Poeta de Cabra. It's called Celebrate.
Okay, this is Poetic de Cabra, Celebrate. She was blonde, free and wild, and now she has borne me a child. Was something we couldn't avoid, making love, listening to Pink Floyd. Been no dark side of the moon since she came into my life. When I went down on one knee, she gladly became my wife. Watched proudly as she gave birth. Now with my friends in a bar, doing the right thing, celebrating and offering each and all a cigar. End poem.
Great read, Dexter. I thought this was a wonderful write on celebrating the surprises of life with a cigar. So very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
That was so sweet. It was just lovely. I enjoyed it. All that, you know, being free and wild and finding somebody wonderful and your life goes on from there. When did we first start celebrating events with cigars? It's a very good marketing ploy. Whoever thought of it, very clever. Yes, whatever's happening in your life, have a cigar. I like it. But yes, it flowed very well. It was a whole story, you know, from beginning to end. It worked and in so few words. So it was beautiful. Thank you so much. Poeta de Cabra. Lovely handle.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Dexter, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that this was beautiful. And I thought that this was just overall admiration. And you know, when you have the support of your friends, it just seemed like things for a person that were just rolling in the right direction, which is a beautiful thing. And you know, cigars are kind of supposedly, you know, expensive, which they are. You know, it just seemed like the kind of situation where you don't care. You know, you're just in a giving mood. You're just in, you know, things are happening for you so well, you're willing to give and you want all your friends around. And it's a celebration. So well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. All right, Jean, back to you.
Okay. Okay. The next one poem is for you, and it's going to be Shot Through the Heart to Blame by Darkened Auras. Oh,
and I'm guessing you said my name, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Shot Through the Heart. Cupid's to Blame. Shot through the heart, Cupid's to blame. Okay, that's the closest I get to sing, and we'll have to start over again. Sorry about that. Shot through the heart, Cupid's to blame, playing his stupid matchmaker game. He said that her smile was pretty swell. A love lust in heaven drugged me straight to hell. Chained by two arrows, hooked her in me. No matter how I try, I just can't break free. Whoa, oh, oh, like everyone. Whoa, oh, oh, we have some fun. but love doesn't last, and now we're both done. Shot through the heart, Cupid's to blame, playing his stupid matchmaking game. Shot me again, I have no shame, a new love, I don't even know her name. Hey, Cupid sucks at a love game. My name whispered from her lips sends me to a world like a bad acid trip. The fact that this woman gets me high don't make me like Cupid. I'm not going to lie. Whoa, like everyone. Whoa, we have some fun. But love is lost fast, and now it's just a pun. Shot through the heart, Cupid's to blame, playing his arteries shot in this dark game. Don't shoot me again, stop taking aim, or you're going to need an insurance claim. Oh, shot through the heart, Cupid's to blame, a cherub ghost is what he became. I warned him enough, I was bored of his game. My heart is my own that I can now reclaim. Shot through the heart, Cupid's to blame. He saw floating hearts in our old picture frames. Let me just say or loudly proclaim, I'd rather be alone if it's all the same. End poem. And great parody there, Darkened Auras. Very well done. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Well, that was a great read, Pam. You know, I thought that, you know, he kept the sentiment of the song, you know, continuing through the whole thing. Cupid sucks at a love game, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, you fall in love with somebody that you're not supposed to, or that it shouldn't be, you know. Sometimes Cupid is a bastard, you know, and you wish that he wouldn't shoot you astray. And I thought that this right captured that. So very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, that was a wonderful read. Yes. It's a lovely song, this, isn't it? And this particular parody seems to fit in with it beautifully. It doesn't seem, you know, sometimes you have to think, oh, well, it's a little bit long for that particular line, but this was just great. Picture not so great. That's an awesome heart. Yes, he says her smile was pretty swell. Our love, lust in heaven, drug me straight to hell. That's wonderful. I really enjoyed it. And I thought he fitted it all together so beautifully within the tune. Yeah, thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Great comment. And, Jean, back to you.
Okie doke. The next piece I'm going to put up, I'm going to read, and it's by Dammit Dave, and it's called Waking Up Is Hard to Do. Okay. So here we go. Waking Up Is Hard to Do by Dammit Dave. I'm laying down, doobie doobie down down. I'm laying down, doobie doobie down down. I'm laying down, doobie doo down down. Waking up is hard to do. Alarm, don't you awaken me. Don't you start my day with misery. If you ring, then I'll mute you, because waking up is hard to do. Remember when I slept so tight and I was dreaming all through the night? Think of all my beds been through. Waking up is hard to do. They say that waking up is hard to do, and I know that is true. Some say the alarm is the end, but I just hit the snooze, and then I quickly fall asleep again. Please, Sandman, don't say goodbye. Let me give this nap another try. I have dreams I need to review, and waking up is hard to do. I'm laying down, doobie-doo-doo. Doobie-doo down, down. I'm laying down, doobie-doo down, down. I'm laying down. Doobie doo down down. And poem.
Great read, Gene, and what an awesome parody by Dammit Dave, and very relatable to a constantly tired person like myself. Bravo. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, I think you read that brilliantly, Gene. It's so good. another one that fitted beautifully, didn't it? I was almost singing along. Luckily, I didn't, but yes.
Yeah.
It was just so well done, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, he took all the effort to make sure the down dee dooby dooby doo down down was correct, which I liked a lot. So it was a wonderful parody. I'm just laughing at this. Alarm, don't you waken me. Don't you start my day with misery. If you ring, then I'll mute you, because waking up is hard to do. So cool. Yep, wonderfully done. Damn it, Dave. Damn it, you did it again.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a great parody and spun in a way that's, you know, very relatable. You know, waking up is hard to do sometimes. Tomorrow will be hard to do. I got to be up at 6 something in the morning tomorrow, and it's 10:45 here. So, you know, it's a relatable piece. So, well done.
Absolutely. I get that. Oh, excellent comment. Yep, and back to you, Gene.
I agree with you, Dex. I'm up at 10 after 6 every morning. I don't know. I think I'm crazy. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up is for Kate, and this is called Come to Me by Stelena. And then I'm going to Dex, and I have another idea or two. Depends on how lucky I am. Okay, here we go. Okay, it's called Come to Me by Stelena, and it's all yours, Kate.
Are you on mute?
Yes, that's the first time I've done it. Damn, I thought I was going to get away with it again. I was saying I'm doing my best, Belina, and I haven't got any background music, so would you please hum? Okay, here we are. Inspired by the song Come to Me by Vangelis. Right. Come to me while I'm sleeping. Let me dream of paradise. For I love you, not for your enchanting smile, nor for the beguile of your captivating eyes, which seem to read my innermost thoughts. No, it's your very essence that calls to me, the song of your soul, which serenades. Its whispered words my spirit longs to hear, of an affinity beyond the norm, an ecstasy of senses. You dance across my heart and through my being, scattering blossoms of indescribable beauty. You are the one true purpose of my days, which yawn like an abyss in your absence. Then as the sun closes her weary eyes, I yearn for sleep, when all is possible and joy is mine, when you come to me while I'm sleeping. End poem.
Great read, Kate, and a beautiful heartfelt write by Stelena. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, just a terrific write and read. But she really just has a way with words, you know. The song of your soul which serenades, to whisper words my spirit longs to hear, of an affinity beyond the norm, an ecstasy of senses. You know, she, you know, transports you into an entire just bliss of words, and it's an incredible write.
It really is, and I like that. A transfers you to a bliss of words. Very cool. And Kate, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you. It was wonderful to read. Just the one word tripped me up, but it's always the case. Beautifully done as ever. It was smooth and sweet, and the beautiful ode to love and to a person that you love. And you sing a song in your soul which serenades, it whispers words my spirit longs to hear. I thought it was beautifully written. And as I say, so easy and smooth, with an awful lot of love and also joy. So well done, Stelena. That was a beautiful, beautiful one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And back to you, Gene.
Okay, and Dex, I'm coming back to you. And I have this poem here called Chasing the Crowds Away. And I do think Dexter Bell. Or Dexter. screwed up your name.
Okay. This was written back in 2020. You know, a great year that was. Chasing the Clouds Away. Do you remember a line from Earth, Wind, and Fire's classic song, September? Unfortunately, this year will be difficult to forget. As the end of summer approaches, this year represents perfectly the saying, life isn't fair. Usually I love this time of year. Right now I can feel cheated by the summer and spring that never was. Even the animals look melancholy. How are even the birds and squirrels so inactive this year? Or is it just my glum perspective? Like depression is a Snapchat filter. And I have viewed January through August through that lens. My money is on little will change. It hasn't even started, and I already wish I could forget September. Listening to gunshots down the street while I write this. My thoughts are with you, holding hands with your heart to see you. At least I know now I am not alone in this feeling. Down. End poem.
Great read there, Dexter. I really like your opening line. Do you remember a line from Earth, Wind, and Fire's classic song, September? You know, and how you take us back in time, not that too long ago, which was a very difficult time when we were starting to just first really understand isolation and how we were first starting to understand how depressing it truly is. I like the imagery and metaphors in this. I like how you speak of getting through this difficult time and how oftentimes music and song lines, lyrics in particular, connect us with specific times and places. And I really like, how are even the birds and squirrels so inactive this year? Or is it just my glum perspective, like depression is a Snapchat filter? Those, to me, were particularly clever lines, and I thought this was very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Thank you.
I agree with you, Pam. I thought this was incredibly clever. I did enjoy it so much. And, yes, it was a difficult time. We've managed to sort of blank out a little bit now. We think, oh, well, we got through it. We can keep going. But it was horrific. I mean, it was just awful. And this in its own neat way brought all of that back to our minds and our memories, and we hope against hope it will never happen again, but who knows. Yeah, it was a lovely, which is an odd word to use, reminder of what was not so lovely and the fact that we've come through and we're building slowly. I think we're doing a wonderful job actually when you consider how bad everything was. So thank you so much. I enjoyed it. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comments. And what do you got for us next, Gene?
Okay. Well, Dex, I think you did a great job with that, conveying 2020 was rough on everybody. And you did a wonderful job, not reminding us, but telling us how you felt. And I think that was well done. So the next piece I have up is called Foolish Conquest, which thanks the poets of the fall by Arendt Panther. So let me play that audio for us.
Foolish Conquest, using titles from Songs of Poets of the Fall by Arendt Panther. I'll seek you out within every illusion and dream that breaks through this 3 a.m. consciousness. Sleep seeming such a shallow conquest. Everything fades beyond the whispers of dawn, like smoke and mirrors against this fragile, yet supposedly clever mind. Where do we draw the line when passion colors everything? It's like trying to rewind a 15-minute flame, then running out of time. Why must this be a kamikaze love? Yet you're still here, draped in misplaced virtue, with the weighted skin fueling this sorry go-round. Nothing stays the same in this war of desire. I'm a king of fools, caught talking jealous gods into locking up the sun. End poem.
Great read and write, Aaron. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. I really like how smoothly he used all the song titles to create this piece that's filled with an impact of emotion, speaking on the idea of not being able to sleep because your heart just aches and your mind just cannot shut down. So amazing write and very well done. And Kate, your thoughts?
Oh, yes, it was a clever idea. There was a competition, actually, a couple of months ago, the same idea, using song titles. And I really enjoyed doing it. It was just an awful lot of fun because you need to be able to build a story around these particular titles that you have to work with, which is like a word bank, but it's more fun, I think, because you've got more words to play with and fitting them into the storyline. So I think this is very well done. There was no, see the join aspect to it at all. It was very sleek and smooth, very well done. And I'm going to look at all these songs now and have a listen to them. So thank you for sharing that with us, Aaron Panther.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Dexter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't even know that this was a poem of song titles. You know, I thought that this just hit home for me, being caught up in that relationship where, you're chasing things that can't be captured. You're chasing, it's a war of desire. You know that this really isn't where you want to be, but for some reason you can't leave. Being caught up in that kind of toxic relationship. So to find out that he did this off of song titles was awesome, because I think that this could be read just the same without having that knowledge. So very well done.
You know what? I have to agree. I'm always impressed because I'm never really good at them myself when people can do word bank contests or song title contests and make it fit together seamlessly, make it not seem forced. And I thought Aaron Panther did a really great job of that. And I have to admit, this is not a band that I've listened to, so I definitely have to go and check them out. So thank you for that, Aaron. Very much appreciated. And Jean, great show tonight. Thank you, Rex. Get better soon. We miss you. And thank you, Kate and Dexter, for calling in. Thank you, Jenny, Aaron, and Dave, for hanging on the board. Thank you to everyone who provided rights for the show. We appreciate you all. Thank you to everyone who listened to the show. And, of course, we truly appreciate you. And Jean, anything you'd like to say?
Just wonderful work, everybody. Great poetry tonight. Lots of fun. And, I really enjoyed it. And Pam, thanks for pulling it together. And Rex, I hope you feel better soon. And that's about it. Thank you, Dexter. Thank you, Kate. I appreciate you both coming and hanging with us all night. And, it was a good night. Good night of poetry and everything. So I really enjoyed the whole thing. Fun. Not bad for a last minute thing, right, Pam?
Not bad at all.
I thought it worked out pretty good, I think. So it's wonderful. So just so you know, Kate, so you know, Pam, we have 3 carryovers. So I'm going to put them on. I'm going to send you a note so you know what ones they are.
Okay.
I tried to get them all, but I just couldn't do it. So, okay. So, thank you, Pam. Excellent job. Great job hosting. And, hey, I'll talk to everybody probably tomorrow at some point in time. Kate, love you much. Thank you. I hope you get some rest.
Thank you.
You're awesome to us for coming and rescuing us. And we appreciate it. So, y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you.
Good night. It was a great night. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.